Proclamation number 6516 of 5th of April, 1956. Hunger for the World. Revival. Light bearers. The world will not take any notice of what is happening spiritually, i.e., the worldly-minded people will hardly pay any attention to the revivals of those who find life through Jesus Christ. They will not pay attention to the signs and miracles which are the obvious working of the Divine Spirit, nor will they feel in the least impressed by them when they hear of them. The world stands opposed to the spiritual, and whoever walks on one path rarely only dares to jump onto the other path because it seems impassable to him. The more obvious the working of the Spirit becomes, because the end is at hand, the more the world will come forward with its seductive arts, for this too is a manifestation of the end, that hunger for the world and addiction to satisfaction will become ever stronger. That people will perish in the frenzy of indulgence. And though on the other side, too, the miracles will increase, which could still shake up every man of the world, because they're incomprehensible. They only evoke laughter and ridicule from those, and only very occasionally does a person let himself be impressed, and he does a bit of soul-searching. That is why the work of my servants is not easy either, and it often looks fruitless, but everything that is possible must still be done. The time until the end must still be used in every way, for to only know that one soul is saved is incomparably blissful for the one who willingly works for me, and to have only one soul for me makes me happy because I love it and now know that it will be saved from further great suffering. And my servants will find support through light bearers who will arise everywhere and work in my name and for my name. Wherever Jesus Christ is proclaimed out of a loving, deeply believing heart, there the power of God will also become apparent, for his name will work miracles where it is only spoken in deep faith. Faith in him, in whom I embodied myself, will still reveal such obvious effects that people will still be touched by it and come to their senses after all. For I grant mercy for justice. I regard the apostates as pitiful, weak, sick souls whom I want to help and to whom I give, even against their will. But leaving it up to them whether they accept and utilize my gifts, their worldly attitude, their relationship with me, is indeed a rejection of me myself. Nevertheless, I do not look upon this rejection and distribute my gifts of grace to them as well, because the end is at hand and their salvation is my greatest concern. I know how far unusual things are allowed to approach them without forcing their faith. I know that they can only be influenced with difficulty and I keep to the limits so as not to harm their souls. But what my love can still bestow upon them it will not refrain from doing. And you, my co-workers on earth, should also think like this. You should not slack, you should use every opportunity to accomplish a work of salvation and always know that, in view of the approaching end, I will support every effort you make to help it succeed. I will grant all of you great strength so that it will be obvious that you work with support from on high. My name shall be proclaimed and my Spirit's working shall be mentioned. My teaching of love shall be preached and held up as the most important thing. And some little fish will still be caught in the net which my love has cast. For I will give you my blessing if you work for me and my kingdom. Amen.